Hello, Martin. So good to be here. So good to be here with you today.
Hey, welcome guys back to South Africa.
Thank you very much.
Where are you based at the moment?
Las Vegas.
Wow.
Will you know? And if I'll sit no more alone. Yeah, we live in Las Vegas.
Yes. What a difference. I mean, what a change, right? I need to take you back to the 70s.
I wasn't in the 70s. You know, that was somebody else.
Let's pretend you were in the 70s. let's pretend you were in the 70s.
Thanks, Mark.
And you were in a band that caused
quite a
stir.
The Ronnie Robots.
Yes.
The Ronnie Robots. Yes, I remember them. Yes.
Where's Ronnie these days?
Oh, Ronnie's one of my dearest friends. He's too important to speak to any of us. No, okay, that's a joke.
No,
Ronnie. He's in Cape Town. He's a Cape Town boyky now, yes. Nice, clean boy, as he always used to say.
And you and Ronnie were in a band
called The Robots.
And you were also in another band that caused a massive, massive stir called Rabbit. Yes.
Rabbit with a double S at the end, yes.
Take me back to that. I mean, whose idea was Rabbit?
Actually, Patrick Van Blerk. Remember Patrick? He produced all the many, many hits in the day. And I was doing a single called When You're Without Her. And Trevor and I were doing the guitars. And for some reason, we just... You know, be able to sort of make the guitars jangly, and he liked it. And the next thing, there was Rabbit, and Trevor was always with Ronnie and Neil.
Yes,
so he brought them along.
I can tell you can't put your guitar down, which is amazing. That's why I've got Mel Burtis here in studio as well this afternoon, Melas.
Hello, Martin. All right,
yeah. All right, donkey.
Yeah, man.
Can you wrestle the guitar off?
It's so hard to get Duncan to focus, but I love him to bits, you know.
Obviously, there was one song that stood out, but I mean, which song was the first song that people kind of gravitated towards?
Hard Ride, and then Dingley's Bookshop, you know, the TV sitcom.
Yes, of course. Was this a special song for you?
Yeah, I used to do that. Dad. At Peter Maritzburg, the people sing it with your mouth. Live their lives as the English did, and you'll see the old English flag at the top of the pub. It used to be club. The statue of the Queen comes along the passerby. And the missus know-it-alls, but they know's in every time. Your pavilion, where the man in white still plays. Where the boys at Dingley. Dingley's Bookshop. Yeah,
nice! I love it. The most South Africans, whether you were alive then, whether you were into pop music, whatever the case may be, I mean, you know, obviously would have heard the song and knows the song and loves the song. I mean, you must get sick of hearing it, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. It is.
I'm pretty sick of hearing it because I draw the instrument I wrote, but no.
Before I get the bassy rollers, it's always sad when bands break up.
Yeah,
I saw you said
as you get older,
interview.
You just think, God, what was wrong with us?
Is it egos? I mean, Trevor Rabin left the band first.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I can take credit for that. Yeah.
and you know, guys were pretty tight. So when one guy leaves like that,
it's a huge pity.
Young, if you had to go back now, how would you convince him to stay?
That's a very good question. Marty, we're going back to 1977. Yeah, we blew it. That's right. Yeah, we did. We really did because you know, Rolling Stone magazine was waiting at the airport for us, and we didn't arrive. Can you imagine? Rolling Stone magazine comes to the airport in JFK, and they just don't pitch. You know, who do they think they are?
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. We're still alive, which is good, you know. I mean, that's the main thing.
Now we can pass Rabbit.
Right.
And now we're at the Bay City Rollers.
Oh.
How did that happen?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was moved to Los Angeles, yeah. You know, and I got a manager who was a sort of basic unknown guy. And then he got the Jackson 5, and then he called me up. We're going to see the Stones. So I went with Michael Jackson to see the Stones in Anaheim. Yeah, Anaheim in 1978 it was, Martin.
Wow.
At Anaheim Stadium. It was about August, September, 78. And always remember, you know, in Rabbit Peel, you'd go out to a place and people would just charge us. They'd come from nowhere and run right up to you. So now I'm with Michael and Tito and Jermaine, you know, the Riff Raff and half a dozen of the Jacksons. And I'm the Riff Raff, of course. Anyway, and then you see people, we get into the stadium and people just come from out of nowhere and they charge up to us. Of course, they run right past me and they go to them. So that was something I always remember that was fun. But yeah, same Freddie. Then I get first class air tickets sent to me from the Bay City guys. And I call Freddie up and I say, Freddie, you know, what do you think? He says, no, you've got to do what you want. So off I go to England. And that was a great life. The Bay City Rollers was just fabulous. So I can't complain about that, obviously. Anyway, long story short, good old Freddie is still my friend today. Of course, he's a lot older now. Michael Jackson became one of the biggest, besides the Beatles, selling artists ever. And then a little unknown called Madonna, a little unknown girl that we met there. I never met her. I was backstage. But I did get a song on her album, which sold 7 million copies, all because I was on it, of course, Mel.
Who's that girl, was it?
Who's the on 24 Hours is the fourth track on the album. Freddie, who was my manager, whom I left to join the Bay City Rollers, then had Michael Jackson, Madonna, Alanis Morissette, Billy Idol.
Wow. Elton John, you've got a story.
On his rug when he got fired, but that's another story.
I want to hear
Alanis
that story.
Alanis Morissette. And Shakira. In fact, he said Shakira made him, when I saw him recently, we hung out, and he said Shakira made him not want to manage ever again in his life. But anyway, that was my manager. Anything more? Lionel Richie. Okay, forget Lionel Richie. I met him. And so, yeah. So anyway, I left Freddie. That was a smart move, wasn't it?
What is the most outrageous rock and roll moment that you can share with me? I mean, you mentioned some names there. I'm sure you were either part of it or you witnessed it.
I used to know Elton very well. He was one of my, in fact, he got me my green card.
Wow.
That's an interesting story. Meeting Elton is obviously very, very, very nice. Yeah.
How did you meet?
He was in Edinburgh, which is the Bay City home turf, you know, their town. And then we went to invite him to see the show. And now we were, you know, whisked into the backstage area. And there he was. And he was, I suppose, when you've got a lot of money and you've got a lot of hits, you develop a sense of humor. It's probably in all of us, because I think when you're rich, we laugh and we're happy. Well, we're not. I've been on both sides many times. Music, you go up and down. One minute you starve, the next minute you're rolling. Or Bay City Rolling.
Bay City Rolling.
Oh, shit, come on.
Bay City Rolling.
Bay City Rolling. Well, you in Rabbit, it was unbelievable. We came back from Rhodesia. Anybody remember a place called Rhodesia?
Sure.
And they had, it was at the peak of our sort of time, and they had two policemen. Yeah, it was organized. We got security, and we arrived at Jan Smuts in those days, and they literally tore us to threads. We were sitting in the toilets locked away for about 3-4 hours. They couldn't get us out of the two policemen. How's that possible? I look at it now. It was so amazing. Not many people, you know, it comes and goes really quickly.
Of course.
But we had many times, I mean, when my brother and I left for America, we had police protection at the airport. And then, in fact, when we came back now, there was nobody there. Oh, God. No, we came back secretly now, otherwise. A couple of friends would have shown up. But, yeah, when we left in 78, there was police protection at the airport. I still got it in the papers. So, yeah, you ask, what is the highlight? I think being in the Bay City Rollers is absolute highlight, because they were huge, you know. It was just one of going around the world. You can imagine, I come from Pretoria, you know.
And of course.
Which is a great place. Actually, it's beautiful here. I mean, I've got to tell you, I live in Las Vegas, you know, it's very dry there, but you got the green. I see the leaves are growing here like weeds.
Would you come back?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I reckon you've got some work to do here.
Yeah? Absolutely.
What do you think?
Mel Burtis, Storm Productions, they brought me out. Thank you, Mel.
Thanks for doing that, Mel. Tell me about
the
show.
Thank you. Martin, we got the show on the 15th and the 16th. That would be then tomorrow night and the night after
Atterbury.
That, on Wednesday and Thursday night at the Atterbury Theatre.
Wonderful. Well, listen, we're looking forward to the show tomorrow night.
So
tomorrow night and Thursday in Pretoria,
that's
hometown.
Right. And then we're coming back to Joburg. Mel, when is it? We're going to be at, that's an important one to say.
At the Barnyard Vereniging on the 25th of March at Castor Bridge in White River after that. And then very important, the Barnyard Cresta. On the 2nd of April. But all the info is on Duncan Fora SA Tour page.
Fantastic.
on Facebook, Martin. Ja, dis alles daar.
Duncan, listen, thank you so much for coming in, and it's an absolute privilege meeting you. Enjoy your South African tour,
absolute
Duncan.
Privilege
honestly,
meeting you as well.
Enjoy
Martin.
Every moment.
All the bestest to you, Martin. All the very bestest.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything, and good luck with your own music career too. I hear you sing. What is your band called?
Kinky Robot.
Kinky Robot. I like that because of course the Ronnie Robot connection.
Exactly. I think you and Ronnie should write our next single. I think that's
what needs to happen.
Years rolled away so quick that it feels as fast as a day. All the words that were said, the tears that we shed, so quick that it feels like a day. As the years roll away since we laughed and we cried for a day, as things ran away and all it feels like a day.
Duncan in South Africa. Get your tickets right now. This is the show not to miss. Thank you so much, Duncan.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you, Martin. All the best to you, buddy.